Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So more jurors dismissed from the Trump trial. One who says, yeah, there's no way I can be objective about this guy. No way. He's back in court today, off the campaign trail, as they continue to keep the Republican nominee off the playing field. And Joe Biden opposes the government having to get a warrant to buy your internet data. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. At Rich Zeoli. Two seated jurors were dismissed from the Trump trial. That's the big breaking news as we start the hour today. That is the big story brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Two-seated jurors dismissed from the Trump trial. That just happened a short time ago, and the jury selection continues. Trump took a walk outside the courthouse. It looked like he was going to speak to the media, but then he just kind of turned around and walked away. So obviously, we'll keep the TV potted up. If he comes out and says anything, we'll play it for you, and we'll let you hear what he has to say. No doubt about that. And we'll check in a little bit later with Caroline Leavitt, his press secretary. I've said this for the last couple of days, and I just find it ridiculous that you're taking the Republican nominee off the playing field in a general election. It's not fair to democracy. It's not fair to democracy. This woman, Kat, was a dismissed juror from the Trump trial. She went on and she said, you know, listen, I can't be impartial from this guy, so can't do it. Here's one of the dismissed jurors from the case who said he looked less orange. Yeah, that was her. That was the take here from this dismissed juror. It's what she said in MSNBC. Cut number seven.
He just became a citizen of the United States, so that means you've never voted in a presidential election.
Exactly.
You're called to be a juror, and this is the jury that you are called to.
Yes.
What was that? That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
I know.
What was your impression of Donald Trump when you saw him?
You know, he looked less orange, definitely, like more yellowish, like yellow. Nothing else than that. He looks, he doesn't look angry, or I think he looks bored, like he wants this to finish and go do his stuff. That's how I,
Yeah, he looked less orange and bored. Well, I'd be bored, too. It's boring. You're sitting there for jury selection. It's boring. And he wants to be out there with the voters and the people. By the way, the link is posted for you to get your tickets to the May 11th rally. It's going to happen in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's a Saturday, May 11th. The link is live now. If you just go to DonaldJTrump.com, you see an events tab, and then you can go down and you can scroll down and see Wildwood and get your tickets. And, you know, you should do that because a lot of people are going to be doing that. So you should do it soon, is my point, because I don't know how many tickets they have. I don't know. I was going to be on the beach. I don't know all the details, but hopefully we'll get Jeff Van Drew on at some point to give us an overview of basically everything that's going on. You know, yesterday we watched as there was not a trial for Alejandro Mayorkas. It's ironic, right? I mean, here you have Trump in trial, in court, on trial, and he's off the campaign field, off the playing field. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives, as per Article 1 of the United States Constitution, impeaches Alejandro Mayorkas, serious charges, including lying to Congress, and sends the articles to the Senate, as per the Constitution, as per the rules of the Senate, and then the Senate rejects doing a trial. And they just turned around and dropped it and set a new precedent. A new precedent that is something that they are going to regret, like all the other dumb precedents they've regretted, like the killing the filibuster for judges, the nuclear option, which came back to bite them. They'll regret this, too, because you know what happens. I mean, Trump wins this election, and if the Democrats take control of the House, they'll impeach him again for something. They want him to be the thrice impeached president. Maybe the quattro. Maybe they'll go for the ocho. Who knows? I mean, these people, they won't stop. But then the Senate, if it's run by Republicans, all they got to do is when they get the articles, go, yeah, nah, no thanks. We'll use the Mayorkas precedent. Send it right back to the House. We're good. We're good. It set a terrible precedent yesterday. The Senate, essentially, Chuck Schumer, really, I mean, and the Democrats, said that what the House of Representatives does, what the People's House does, is irrelevant. Now, they're not supposed to be the upper chamber. You know, they're supposed to be equal. I don't know if people realize that, but the Senate is not considered to be the upper chamber. They're two equal bicameral houses. There's more prestige to being a senator. Your term is longer, and there's only two of you. And obviously, every congressman wants to be a senator. But in some states, you run statewide. There's only, like in Montana, for example, in Hawaii, the one congressperson. So that person runs statewide, just like the senator and the governor does. I mean, the Senate is not the upper chamber. It's not a parliamentary system. We don't have that in this country. It's supposed to be two equal houses. But they act like certainly they are the exalted ones. They act like they are the chosen ones. And a big part of the reason for this, of course, is because we have the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, which has the direct election of senators, another gift from the loathsome, worst president ever, Woodrow Wilson. And as a consequence of that, you have grandstanding jackasses who all think they could become president someday. And that's what happens. And so the rest of us now have to sit there and our representatives impeach a cabinet member, and the Senate turns around and goes, we don't care. Senator Rand Paul put it well, though. I'm glad he's there. Thank God he's there. I mean, him, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, a couple other guys. I mean, I don't know what we would do without them, to be honest with you. And Mike Lee did a great job yesterday, and we played some of it live, explaining how dangerous this precedent is, and also explaining how they've essentially now decided, he and John Kennedy, who is another guy that's fantastic, coming out and saying that, yeah, Chuck Schumer has basically created a new precedent that if you lie to Congress, no big whoop. No big whoop, no big deal. But here's Senator Rand Paul slamming Mayorkas for not enforcing cut number one.
But I can't help but be sad for Laken Riley and her family who didn't have to have this. And he wasn't paroled for any of those reasons. And we're going to get into that in the question and answer. You've either said you don't have the knowledge, you've been asked about this multiple times, but we're going to ask again, how did the murder of Laken Riley get into this country? And what is the statute that allowed you to do it? How could you? And how could you sleep at night, you know, having done that? You know, there are laws, I mean, and that's what this is about. It isn't about whether or not the Biden administration believes in an open border policy. It's about whether we have laws and you're going to enforce them at all. The last administration was enforcing the law, and you just haven't been enforcing the law. And millions of people are coming across, and you know they've committed heinous crimes and murder. And Laken Riley's family will never get her back. And yet that man came in and apparently was let go because they said it was full. There's no statute saying that when the camps are full, you just let people in. We have a system where we're just saying, hey, what's your name? And then we fingerprint you and then off you go. I mean, we had over 300 people on the terrorist watch list come in and then are found at a later date to be on the watch list. We have people coming to New York. We fly them to New York. We give them money. We put them up in a hotel. They assault a police officer. And then as they come out past the cameras, they're flipping the bird to everybody in America.
Now, that guy was released, and Senator Josh Hawley entered key parts of the file into the record at a Senate hearing today. Jose Ibarra, the man charged with the February 22nd slaying of Laken Riley, was released under Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' power of parole, which is supposed to be used in limited cases and only when there is an urgent humanitarian need or a significant benefit to the public. Hawley said lack of attention space doesn't meet either of those standards, and so Mr. Mayorkas broke the law in releasing the suspected killer. Quote from Senator Hawley. Now, we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country is because of lack of detention capacity, which you and I both know is not a valid reason. According to the file Mr. Hawley read into the record, Mr. Ibarra entered the U.S. on September 8, 2022, and was quickly released on parole. Nearly a year later, in July, he reported to immigration authorities in New York and was fingerprinted. The results showed he had a criminal history. In September, he was arrested in New York on charges of injuring a child, but the case wasn't prosecuted. In November, he applied to Homeland Security for a permit to work legally in the United States, and it was approved in December after the department had the records of his criminal entanglements. He has a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. It's expunged, Hawley said to Mayorkas today. Mayorkas declined to talk about the details of the case and wouldn't say whether he had read his department's file on Mr. Ibarra. Quote, I do not want to speak to the particulars of this case given the pending prosecution, he said, though he said our hearts break for the loss of Laken Riley. Oh, I'm sure about that. In the exchange, which we'll grab, Matt, if you can grab the exchange of this with Hawley and Mayorkas, that would be helpful. I'd appreciate that. He said, and this just happened a few moments ago, he swatted Mayorkas for giving two different answers about Ibarra's case and testimony to other committees this month. He said, why did you change your story so often? And you have it. I'm sorry, Matt. You have it? I didn't see it. Or did you just grab it?
Oh, no, I just grabbed it.
Oh, just grabbed it? All right, excellent. Great. So this is the exchange with Hawley and Mayorkas. Again, this is breaking news here as we start the show that this guy's been released. Take a listen.
Expunged. Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Laken Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator... you've misstated some facts.
I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here. And I've just, pursuant to the speech and debate clause, I have just read it into the record. And the reason is you have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got.
Unbelievable. How do you even begin to explain this with a general election going on? Why Joe Biden wouldn't be out there saying we're going to have justice for Laken Riley and make sure this guy is put away for life? Because that's what a general election candidate would do. Right. I mean, there's no political upside to this except that you're so worried about your lunatic, kooky, freaking base that you are still afraid that you're going to lose their votes by, what, condemning a killer? Because he's an illegal immigrant? I mean, that says a lot about the Democrats right there, does it not? If you can't come out and condemn a murderer and you release a murderer, and again, I assume this is true. I don't know why they would lie about it. I don't know why Hawley and Rand Paul would lie about it. Are you that paranoid of your Democrat base that the lunatics? I mean, I've said before, you know, Joe Biden has not won over crazy, but man, I didn't think it was that bad. But you can't even condemn murderers for fear that the base is going to bail on you, that the base is going to turn around and go, we're not with you, man. Poof. I'm telling you. And Mayorkas is still blaming climate change, because you got to blame climate change, obviously, for the reason why people are coming here. Well, you blame climate change on everything. Duh. Climate change is the root of all evil. The greatest existential threat. The thing that will kill us all. I should also mention the Kennedy family members have endorsed Biden in Pennsylvania, in Philly, just a short time ago today. It's funny. Not funny, but talk about Pennsylvania getting a lot of attention, huh? Biden in Scranton, Biden in Philadelphia, the Kennedy family coming in to endorse him to make it clear that they do not back Bobby. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's not, he's in New York, a state that's not in play. Well, Joe Biden has free reign to go throughout Pennsylvania. It's just infuriating. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, "We are divided in our opinions, but united in our love for each other. I hope this is a possibility for America, too. Can we disagree without hating our opponents?" The reason why the Kennedys are doing this is they know that RFK Jr. takes votes from Joe Biden. He doesn't take votes from Donald Trump. And that wacko he picked as his running mate, who's very far left, further proves that point. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be a spoiler for Biden, not Trump, and they know that. So they're taking the biggest name in Democrat politics, the Camelot name of Kennedy. Although, in my mind, Camelot was a race when Ted Kennedy killed Mary Jo Kopechne in the car and got away with it. I mean, that really is the Kennedy legacy. But they want to go back to the John F. Kennedy Jr. They want to go back to JFK and that Kennedy legacy, Camelot, and say that that's the Democrat Party of today. That's not the Democrat Party of today. There's no way you can say that. And what we all can see clearly is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a spoiler, and they are very, very worried about him. Very worried. That's why they all came in. That's why they all came in today, to have a big little Kennedy fest right in Philly. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Here's Mayorkas claiming that climate change is the reason for the illegal immigration surge. Cut five.
Finally, extreme weather continues to devastate communities. Last year, FEMA responded to more than 100 disasters. Our budget provides $22.7 billion to assist community leaders and help survivors in the aftermath of major disasters, and additional funds to invest in resilience strategies that will save lives and taxpayer money in the decades to come. Essential to our success across all mission sets is our department's ability to recruit and retain a world-class workforce. In addition to the frontline border workforce I mentioned, the president's budget includes $1.5 billion to maintain our commitment to fairly compensate the TSA workforce.
Extreme weather events. Blame climate change. All right, we got a big show for you today. We got some great guests coming up. We're going to talk to Gerald Posner. He's got a new piece, The American Psychiatric Industry, all in on the gender craziness, the transgender craziness. And yeah, Pennsylvania, it is the state everybody's talking about. And right here in Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, we are ground zero for the 2024 election. I'm excited. Don't forget, you can get your tickets to see Trump coming to Wildwood. And I'm excited because on May 3rd, we're going to be live in Cape May for our first official live show of the year. So pack your bags, Zeoli Army, or just come down for the day. We are going to Cape May Friday, May 3rd. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun live show. And this is the time for you to make your June midweek stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. I love it there. I really do. It is one of the absolute best places to stay in the entire Jersey Shore. And we have another live show coming up up June 21st. So you can make your midweek stay for June and then stay around for the show on the 21st and have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the longer you stay, the more you save by getting resort credits. So here's how this works, right? If you stay, let's see how many nights that is here. You stay 3 nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. You stay 5 nights, you're going to get $70 a night in resort credit. Stay 7 nights, get $80 a night. And you use the resort credits to make purchases of food and beverages in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. Always book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal shower. With 4 ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. To book your stay today, Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, call 800-257-8550 or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. And I'll see you there Friday, May 3rd for our first live show of the year at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, indeed. Big loss today for the music world. Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, one of the absolute greatest, one of the absolute best, and he died today at 80 years old. Man, tell you what, I love the Allman Brothers, one of my all-time favorite bands. Singer, songwriter, guitarist for the Allman Brothers Band died Thursday in Osprey, Florida. He was 80. In an Instagram post, his family said, quote, "It is with profound sadness and heavy hearts that the Betts family announced the peaceful passing of Forrest Richard Dickie Betts, born December 12, 1943. And legendary performer, songwriter, band leader, and family patriarch passed away earlier today at his home in Osprey, Florida, surrounded by his family. Dickie was larger than life, and his loss will be felt worldwide. Along with Dwayne and Greg Allman, drummers J. Johnny Jamo Johnson and Butch Trucks, and bassist Barry Oakley, Betts formed the Allman Brothers Band in 1969. After Dwayne and Oakley died in separate motorcycle accidents in 71 and 72, Betts became the band's de facto leader and sole guitarist and stayed with them until they split up in 1976. Before they went their separate ways, he wrote the hit songs Ramblin' Man and Jessica. Jessica is a damn good song. He also released several solo albums, including 1974's Highway Call and 1976's Dickie Betts and Great Southern. The Allman Brothers Band had sporadic reunions and toured throughout the 1980s and 90s, but Betts was fired by Greg and Johansson in 2000 due, they claimed, to a decline in his playing. Betts, along with the Allman Brothers Band, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995, and he had a stroke in 2018. Rolling Stone writer Cameron Crowe toured with the band and largely based his 2000 movie Almost Famous on that formative experience. The character Russell Hammond, played by Billy Crudup, was based on Dickie Betts. Crudup's look and much more is a tribute to Dickie, he told Rolling Stone in 2017. Dickie seemed like a quiet guy with a huge amount of soul. Soul Shine, another great Allman Brothers song. Possible danger and playful recklessness behind his eyes. He was a huge presence. Sweet Melissa. You know, I dated a girl named Melissa Matasanis. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
You didn't know that? Now I'm sad. I'm sad. We broke up shortly after 9/11. 9/11, we couldn't, our relationship couldn't survive 9/11. No, really, we did. We broke up like 2 weeks later.
I'd never heard of her.
You never heard of Melissa?
No. This is all news to me. I heard of the girl that broke up with you in high school.
Oh, that was, that. Well, that you mean the one who tried to throw the election? Kim in high school, she was hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Kim, I was running for school president, and she actually was getting people. She was what do they call that with the votes when they why can't I think of the term for it? Well, she was corralling votes for people to go vote against me. So
yeah, wasn't she actively? Yeah, she was actively telling people not to vote for Rich Zioli, correct?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yes, yeah. No, absolutely, she was.
That seems like election interference.
I could not agree with you more. I mean, it's the very definition of election interference, if you ask me. She was harvesting. That's it. She was harvesting ballots against me.
Did you end up winning that election, or
I did? You know, no, I won. Yeah, oh, I won. But I mean, we had a big Stop the Steal rally. We had our own insurrection at my high school. So,
did you wear Viking outfits?
Yeah, I had horns. I had horns, no doubt about it. I had horns. But no. So then, though, Kristen was the one in college that would call me many years later to regret. Melissa was the one that we broke up after 9/11. So sweet Melissa just made me think of that. I hadn't thought about it in a long time for reasons, because she was awful. But anyway, so that's isn't it funny though how songs bring you back though to something? Don't you think?
Yeah, it is interesting. I can listen to certain music and it puts me in the exact spot that I heard it the first time.
Right?
It's very strange.
Like when I hear the song Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers Band, there was this day that I was hanging out in college and it was a beautiful spring day and we were playing Frisbee and Soul Shine was playing. And I remember it like it was yesterday because my friend's girlfriend told me at the time, she said, "Rich, I think you think too much." She said that about me. And I said, "You're probably right, you know? And now look where I am today. I have to think for 4 hours a day, most days of the week, except for Friday."
Every memory you have is a girlfriend, whether it's yours or not yours, doing something terrible to you.
I know. I should probably be in therapy for this, right? But then I met my wonderful wife, so everything worked out well in the end. But you know, there were a couple of kooks along the way. That's all I'm saying. You know, just. But the music. I don't know how we got down this road, other than to say, Dickie Betts, we miss you.
Golden.
See,
God.
Part of being a great. Yes, Henry.
He's the Golden God.
Is that really what they call him?
No, he said he's based on Billy Crudup's character in Almost Famous.
Yeah.
Well, Billy Crudup's character gets up on a roof at like a high school party and he starts screaming, "I am a golden god."
Oh, okay. It's a great movie. I haven't seen it in years.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Years. That was with Goldie Hawn's daughter. What's her name? Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Yeah.
She's in that. You know, I waited on her once in New York. I was a waiter and she and her boyfriend at the time was that big rock star. Remember the guy she dated in the early aughts? I forget who it was. But he was a big. It was, she came in. She had acne. I just remember that she was not as pretty in person as she was in real life. So I mean, in the movies, just one of those things I remember.
I didn't know you were a waiter. We're learning all sorts of new things about you today.
I share my life's an open book, Matt DeSantis. That's the beauty about being a talk show host. You know, this 4 hours a day, you can't fake it. You got to be who you are. I think this is the only army knows everything about me. I don't know what's left to tell.
Did you date Kate Hudson? That's what the Zeoli Army really
wants. No, I didn't date
know.
Kate Hudson. Oh, okay. I would have dated. I mean, I would have, but she was dating a big rock star at the time. I can't compete with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't compete with that. Well, now you're a radio star. So.
Yeah, now I'm a big radio star, yeah. So now I could. But
just
back
didn't
then,
time out. Just didn't time out, right?
Timing's everything in life, am I right? Timing's everything. So speaking of New York, by the way, all these wacko anti-Israel protesters are getting arrested. They're locking a bunch of people up at Columbia University. One woman I see on TV has a frying pan and a spatula and is slapping the back of the frying pan with her spatula as she's yelling. And she's wearing a mask outside. There's a lot of people wearing masks outside. There's a lot of masks. And it's not the Antifa mask. It's the COVID mask. So I can only assume they're Democrats based on the fact that they're smacking frying pans with spatulas, screaming anti-Israel chants and wearing masks outside on a beautiful spring day. I can only assume they're Democrats. I don't know. Maybe I should ask for their voter registration cards. They're also calling New York City cops the KKK. So that's real nice, real respectful to the police. And they have signs from the river to the sea. This is the Democrat Party. This is Biden's party. These are the people, and it doesn't matter in New York, but he's got to lock down these lunatics in Michigan and Minnesota. I keep telling you that. I keep telling you this is the problem for him. This is why he's going to lose this election. He's going to lose this election in, for a number of reasons. But a big part of it is the fact that a lot of these people, these whack jobs, they're not going to vote for him. They won't vote for Trump, but we don't need him to vote for Trump. We just need them to not vote for Biden. And they won't. They're crazy, and they'll vote third party. You'll see. Mark my words. I'm right about this stuff. You'll see. I know what I'm talking about here. These people are nuts. And the other thing about this, too, is that you had... and RFK Jr. is going to be on the ballot in Michigan. Thank you, Matt DeSantis. So that's why the Kennedy family came out and endorsed him. I mean, it came out and endorsed Biden because they're terrified of him. He will not take votes from Trump. I'm telling you right now, do not worry about that. He's not going to take votes from Trump, especially with that wacko that he's got running with him.
Nicole Shanahan?
Yeah, Nicole Shanahan. There's no way. No way.
I thought there was a chance he could take some votes from Trump before he made the vice president. Vice presidential pick, because she's about as far left as you can get.
Yeah, she is. That's if he had picked Tulsi or if he had picked somebody else, I might be nervous, but not at all nervous. And I wonder too. I mean, the Kennedys endorsing Biden, like Susie Cool said, it's such a turnoff to people. What they're trying to do is they're trying to remind people of a certain age when the Democrat Party wasn't completely bat guana crazy. And that's what they're going for. That's what they're trying to do. But the problem is, on the other screen, you see this nonsense happening. And I can guarantee you, nobody out there wearing a mask and banging a frying pan with a freaking spatula, calling cops the KKK and pigs and screaming for Israel to be destroyed from the river to the sea. I can guarantee you these are not Republicans. So you can try to bring in the Kennedy mystique and try to say that Biden is of a different kind of Democrat. But this is the Democrat Party right here. These wackos on New York City streets, the ones who shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, made people late for their flights at O'Hare Airport. Yeah, that's your party. That's your party right there. All right, 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today. Listen, my friends Matt and Stephanie at Emmons Roofing and Siding, they're great people. They're great friends of mine. They were just over for dinner. And when it comes to your home, peace of mind, protection is everything, right? So that's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at EmmonsRoofing.com. Remember, Emmons has done all kinds of different projects for me over the years. Started with my roof. They replaced my roof. I have a lifetime warranty on it with our old house. Our new house, they replaced skylights, basement door, and put on a storm door for me outside the kitchen. Great work, excellent craftsmanship every step of the way. That's the Emmons difference. So upgrade your home today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
What's this song, Henry?
It's Fever Dog by Stillwater.
Why are you not playing Allman Brothers?
I technically am.
Oh, really?
This is the band from the movie Almost Famous.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting twist.
Yeah, you brought up the movie. I was like, oh, I know what I got to play now.
This is the genius of Henry Machette and his musical selections. So he had a wide range of there. Threw out a bunch of songs.
Oh, totally. And I was going to play them, too. And then he brought up Almost Famous. And I was like, oh, well, got to go to that first. Well, it's fresh.
Well, if we don't hear Sweet Melissa, Jessica, and Soulshine before the end of the show, it's going to get real.
All right. I hear you.
And any other requests you have, feel free to request them on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'm not sure if I agree with this comment by Opelka. I love him. You know, he's like a brother, but I don't know if I agree with this. He suggested saying we should stop saying I didn't have that on my bingo card. Like, it's a phrase that's been overused. I don't know. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. Like, oh, I didn't have that on my hellscape bingo card. But well, Sid said I use that sometimes. I do, because I think it's funny, but I don't think it's overused.
Well, what would we replace it with?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I guess you'd have to come up with something else that you were not expecting, and there's not a really good term for that. So, well, we can think about it, but see, I think, for example, let's see. Okay, Jimmy Matthews thinks that we were lying about an uncle being eaten by cannibals. No, I never said Joe Biden said his uncle was eaten by cannibals. All I said was that he implied it, and I just think it'd be funny. I hope his uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals, obviously, but if he was, if the guy who, the nephew of the guy who ate the president's uncle could come and we could have a peace accord between him and the president. That's how we could heal as a people, don't you think? Uncle ate my uncle, and here we are in solidarity. It shows that we can bring people together. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's how we made up. Like, the Japanese are one of our closest allies now. They dropped, you know, we dropped bombs on them. They've attacked Pearl Harbor. I'm saying that if Biden's uncle was in fact eaten by a cannibal, find a descendant of that guy, bring him to the White House, and let's have a peace. Let's make up, you know? So.
He told that story more than once yesterday, too, by the way.
It'd be the Cannibal Summit. That's what we would call it. It'd be the Cannibal Summit, and it would show the world that everybody can get back together. You can always unite, no matter what the circumstances. Even if somebody ate your uncle, you can find a way to bridge that divide and heal, you know? If that's not the very definition of no labels, I don't know what is. Your uncle ate my uncle, and here we are standing in peace together in solidarity. It's probably not going to happen, but I think it would be good. All right, so we'll think about something to replace that saying of, I didn't have that on my bingo card. Mayorkas is a disgrace. He really is. This is him on why Biden won't bring back Trump's border policies. Remember, first thing Biden did when he got in office, in addition to killing the Keystone XL pipeline, was to get rid of the border policies that Trump put in place, like Remain in Mexico, for example, that kept this nation safe, that kept this country safe, and also greatly reduced immigration, illegal immigration, greatly reduced it. And he got rid of those things right away, and he said he was going to. I mean, there was a clip that we played a while ago of Mayorkas bragging. Remember bragging about how many of Trump's executive orders they undid. In fact, Matt, see if you can find that for us. It's in the audio archive somewhere. Mayorkas was bragging in 2021 or 2022 about how many of the Trump policies they undid. Those policies that President Trump put in place to keep this country safe, Joe Biden undid all of them. And now he rejects the premise of the question, cut number three.
To have, you know, probably 90% less parolees than you have. And so when you come to us and you say, oh, gosh, if we only had more legislation, we could do it. Why don't you bring back the executive orders of Donald Trump that seem to be working? You immediately got rid of them for political purposes. The border's a disaster. Why don't you bring back the 92 executive orders that you reversed?
I respectfully, Ranking Member Paul, disagree with the premise of your question.
That's because you refuse to look at the facts, and it's still, you know, I guess insulting to all of us and insulting to the memory of Laken Riley and to the memory of others who have been killed by people who came into this country.
He rejects the premise of the question, but in the past, he bragged about it. In the past, Mayorkas was very happy to brag about Joe Biden undoing all of Trump's policies. And this is him bragging about it. Take a listen.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
See, he was at the 2021 Nicole Wallace interview. Bragging about it. Now he rejects the premise of the question. Mayorkas is an absolute disgrace, but I think the bigger disgrace is the fact that the United States Senate did not give the House of Representatives the respect it is entitled to by turning around and saying that we are going to have a trial, because that is what the Constitution requires if there's an impeachment. I find it to be absolutely disrespectful to the people's house. And what the precedent they've set here by doing this, the precedent they've set will come back to bite them. By the way, one of the people who was arrested today in New York City and suspended by Columbia University happens to be the daughter of nutbag Ilhan Omar, one of the students suspended at Columbia / Barnard for the disruptive demonstration. She admitted to participating in a, quote, Gaza solidarity encampment, which consists of protesters with tents occupying parts of the university's campus. And this is still going on right now. People in with frying pans and spatulas wearing masks and banging them and screaming about the end of Israel. Screaming about them, and that's what's happening right now. Now, I want to share this piece with you from the Wall Street Journal. Ronald Reagan just saved Israel from Iran's attack. Excellent piece from Daniel Henninger. And he said, allow me to identify who saved the people of Israel last weekend from Iran's missile barrage, President Ronald Reagan. In 1983, President Reagan, in a televised speech, proposed what he called the Strategic Defense Initiative. Its core idea was that the United States would build defense systems that could shoot down nuclear-armed ballistic missiles, then expected to be fired by the Soviet Union at the time. Democrats and much of the defense establishment mocked the idea. Senator Ted Kennedy named it Star Wars. Senator Joe Biden summed it up at the opposition, summed up the opposition in a 1986 speech to the National Press Club, in which he said the following: Star Wars represents a fundamental assault on the concepts, alliances, and arms control agreements that have buttressed American security for several decades. And the president's continued adherence to it constitutes one of the most reckless and irresponsible acts in the history of modern statecraft. Because if Reagan was for it, they were against it. No nation more quickly recognized the necessity of missile defense than Israel, a small population-packed country that couldn't afford the conceit of some U.S. politicians then and today. The American landmass is somehow safe from missile attacks, the Democrats believe, but Israel realized it was not. Within 2 years of Reagan's announcement, Israel signed a memorandum of understanding with the United States to develop missile defenses. The fruits of that four-decade partnership could not be clearer. Though the U.S. did not develop a space-based system, the technology has enabled an arsenal of ground, air, and sea-based interceptors. Israel, with a capable scientific establishment dedicated to the country's survival, developed a multi-layered missile defense system. Iron Dome protects from short-range missiles of the sort fired from Lebanon by Hezbollah, which reportedly possesses more than 100,000 missiles and rockets of Iranian, Russian, and Chinese origin. David Sling protects from short to medium-range missiles, while the Arrow 2 and Arrow 3 systems hit missiles at high altitudes. Reagan's experience with the Strategic Defense Initiative has lessons for the U.S. today, with the unmissable irony that the ardent Strategic Defense Initiative foe Joe Biden is pocketing its political benefit this week. Among the arguments against Reagan's missile defense plan at the time was that it would provoke a response from the Soviets. Now, the development got bogged down in the politics of arms control negotiations between the U.S. and the USSR. Reagan's critics, including a virtual media consensus, said the Strategic Defense Initiative would make our own nuclear missile arsenal less vulnerable, increasing the Soviet Union's incentive to launch a preemptive first strike. Reagan insisted he wasn't trying to protect missiles, but the U.S. population. If we have learned anything in the past few years, Daniel Henninger says, it is that Mr. Biden is saturated in the don't provoke a response school of foreign policy. Anyway, I just thought that little nugget was interesting. He concludes by saying Reagan's missile defense legacy does have an important advocate, Donald Trump. As president in 2019, Mr. Trump revived the U.S. missile defense program, and he restarted that commitment, citing Reagan during this year's New Hampshire primary. Well done. Okay, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They have a renovation going on, but do not let that get in the way of the amazing sales going on at Cherry Hill Volvo, because Judith Krupnik knows it's a little frustrating. Route 70 is getting worked on, and they're doing the renovation of the dealership that her dad started, her dad formed, built. It's time. It was time to renovate. They have to do it, but the little inconvenience means big savings for you. This is the time now where they are doubling down on their already aggressive promotions and incentives at Cherry Hill Volvo. And you'll love the variety of cars they have in stock, certified pre-owned. They have the S-Class made right here in South Carolina. They've got the XC40, the XC60, the XC90 that Bridget drives with that third row. Great to get the kids down the shore this summer. And most importantly, even with the renovation, you're going to have the same level of customer service, the same luxury experience that you deserve at Cherry Hill Volvo. I picked up my new XC60 there a couple weeks ago. It was fine. It really was not a big deal at all. They were incredibly helpful, as always, and I loved the selection. And I love driving these cars because they're great. Wonderful technology, safest cars out there, and beautiful in every way. And most importantly, Cherry Hill Volvo stands with us. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios each and every day. And in the age of cancel culture, Judith Krupnik doubled down and said, I want the studio naming rights. The reason why Talk Radio 1210 WPHT is so important to her is because she believes in what we do, and I hope you will extend her that courtesy. So go see her, Yosef, the entire team. They're ready to take great care of you at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.